Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Parshas Tazria Mitzora, the fourth day of the month of Iyar and the 19th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That is ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Davies, who is the rabbi at Congregation Dor Tikvah in Charleston, South Carolina, and very soon will be the incoming rabbi of Congregation Sons of Israel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Davies slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Davies.
Thank you very much, Naftali. It's a pleasure to be back on the call and to be able to share some words of Chizuk and Tefillah with all of you. Speaking of Tefillah, often translated as prayer, it's a very interesting and perhaps difficult concept within our tradition. Many are familiar with the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and others' understanding, which is that if we were not commanded, we did not have a tzivui to daven, to pray, in all likelihood it would actually be prohibited. So what is it that we do when we pray? We ask Hashem, we ask God for things that we may not have, but isn't Hashem omniscient, all-knowing, and knows certainly what's best for us? How could we have the audacity to tell Hashem, the creator of heaven and earth, that maybe didn't get it quite right, and maybe missed something here or there? And this question makes it very difficult for us to understand how we can get away with prayer. And that's why in Judaism we don't pray. What do? We daven. Davening doesn't work based on our ability to need to change Hashem's mind. And one of the explanations that I'm particularly fond of how it works, is that Hashem has a plan. But Hashem wants us to buy into that plan. Hashem wants us to want what is being given to us. And sometimes that means that we have to ask for it. And taking it one step further, I was speaking with my father before Shabbos started in Israel earlier today, and I told him, you know, we're kind of in Chol HaMoed Yom HaAtzmaut, because yesterday we had the celebrations, we had the festivities, albeit somewhat limited, still this year, and tomorrow is Hei Iyar, the day of the anniversary of the independence. And in thinking about this day, this celebration, I look to the ideas of Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, the rabbi of Beit El, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shivat Teretz Yushalayim. And he explains that many people feel there's a contradiction between a mitzvah and a promise. When there's a divine promise, that's for God to keep. That's in Hashem's purview. And mitzvot are for us to fulfill. So Hashem has promised us ultimate redemption. Does that mean that we don't do anything? We're not involved at all? And he broadens it to understand that if a person shows promise in any field, in any area when they are young, whether it's in music, art, sports, or science, or in Torah learning, it doesn't mean that they'll magically and automatically become great at that particular field. As soon as they get older, all of a sudden, they'll have it. It simply means that that individual has the ability to become great, but only if they develop their talents and work hard at it. Sincere effort combined with the potential to succeed is how any achievement is reached. And the same is true when it comes to our redemption. In fact, this pushes us and encourages us to work even harder at reaching that destination. Since there's a divine promise that it will happen, we know that there's indeed something, a goal for us to work towards, and that we should be working hard whenever and however we can. And I'll add one last piece to this, which is that many of us might be familiar with the author Malcolm Gladwell and the idea that he made famous, that the 1,000-hour rule, the 10,000-hour rule, that if you spend thousands of hours on a particular practice, then that's what's going to make you great. I recently heard an interview with Malcolm Gladwell where he says, you know, people took that and they ran with it and they're so excited about it, but it wasn't actually the point that he was making. What he was making was the fact that you have to spend so much time on this and you have to work so hard at accomplishing your goals, it means ultimately that you can't do it alone, that it has to be the group together. It has to be, you have to have assistance, you have to have help, you have to have people that are walking along with you and pushing you along. I think that comes back to this idea as well. As difficult as it has been for us to have been separate over the last year already, coming now, Baruch Hashem, closer together, thank God, and being able to be more in person, more together, less socially distant, we realize that our goals that we want to accomplish and our ultimate Geula Shalema, the ultimate complete redemption, will only come if we're able to come together and to be able to push towards that, those efforts, to daven, to pray for them as we're about to in a few moments, and to gather as a unit in Achdus to be able to accomplish these wonderful goals and fulfill that promise of our Geula Shalema. Going to now recite the Mizmori Tehillim, our chapters of Psalms. We're going to start with Mizmor Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Here we go. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar, binot deshe yarbiteni, almei menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni bin lagalei tzedek l'man shimo. Gam ki eilech b'gei talmavet lo irara ki ata imadi. Shifticha umishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lifonai shulchan neged tzorirai. Ishanta v'shemen roshi. Kosi Rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed irdifuni kol yemei chayai. Vishafti b'veit Adonai li'orech yamim. Continue now with Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lama alot. Esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Ine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzulcha ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeicha uvoecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Now we'll recite Mizmor Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hama'alot, Mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shema vikoli. Tiana oznecha kashuvot v'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmohya Adonai mi amod. Ki imcha haslicha v'man tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kivita nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi v'Adonai mishomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofidut, v'hu yisteh et Yisrael mikol avonotav. I'll now recite Mishaber for Cholim, the prayer for those that are ill. I will pause at the point for the insertion of names for about 20 seconds so that anyone who is interested can fill in any names of those who need our prayers at that time. Mishabera Avotenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Sarah Rivka Rachel Vileya Huivareich Virape et hacholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mitpalim ba'avuram v'scharzeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'hachalimam ulrapotam ulachazikam ulachayotam v'yishlach lahem mehera refua shalema min ha'shamayim l'chol evareihem ulchol gideihem v'toch sh'ar cholei Yisrael refuat ha'nefesh refuat ha'gov Hashta b'gala u'vizman kariv v'nomar amen. We'll conclude with the words of Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanitunim b'tzara u'lishivya ha'omidim bein bayam u'vein bayabasha ha'makom irachem aleihem V'yotziem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela leora, u'mishibud ligula, hashtaba agala u'vizman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Davies. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered in Tova. I will be out of the studio next week for Monday and Tuesday. My good friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Karish, will guest host in my place. Please join him and we'll be with us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time if you will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Oav Shalom in Merrick, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.